smile, laugh, and freak out inside. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip, and a dog tip for life, because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and dogs are smarter than people. And we begin with a random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Yeah. Random thought in bed.
Heck yeah. And I'm sleeping in the morning. Don't wake me up early, please, love.
I got a lot of work to do.
Well, you wake up early. How about that?
All right, this is a boring random thought.
It's not boring. I'm going to say something.
Waiting.
You know that Heineken commercial for the non-alcoholic beer?
Uh-huh.
Where the guy gets his ticket for parking in a no parking zone, but he thinks it's for drinking a beer. He thinks he's going to be like, ah, cop, I got you. You know that one? Because he holds a bottle up. To show him it's not an alcoholic.
Yes.
And the cop points at the sign, like, you're getting a ticket for that. Have you ever noticed when he takes a ticket, his girlfriend, who's like a little surfer girl, comes running up to the car and he holds the ticket. The first thing he does, he doesn't even say hi to her or anything. He just holds the ticket. Yeah. Like, oh, look, it's your fault I got a ticket because I came to pick you up. You know what I mean?
Wait, did he still get a ticket?
For parking in no parking zone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's what I always feel that way. Like, he is a douchebag.
He is. Well, he's drinking Heineken.
Not at all, Heineken. God damn.
When I was a kid.
You're gonna censor that one, baby.
As a kid, only the douchey baggies of the douchey baggiest drink Heineken.
I always thought Heineken was like skunky tasting.
It was very hoity-toity where I lived.
Yeah, it was. When I was a kid, it was pretty much an expensive.
Yeah.
I make the air quotes expensive beer. Yeah.
It was like everybody drank Budweiser, but then if you were a beer connoisseur, you drank Heineken or the very hard to find back then Guinness.
Dude, my family didn't even drink Budweiser.
What did they drink?
Oh, it was beers I don't think are probably even in business. Like Black Label was one of them.
That sounds like a cigarette or like chewing tobacco.
No, it was a beer. I'm pretty sure it was Black Label. I think it was a white can. It was really generic with black writing on it. Like, not like generic. Remember when generic food first came out? It was literally like a white label with black writing on it. Did you ever see that thing? Oh, probably not up here at the Hoity Toity grocery stores, huh?
New England.
That's what I mean.
I don't remember, but
I know. You don't remember that?
No, but I know, like, if you went to a slumber party and they had the generic soda, it was the end of the world. Well, like, you could not go to a slumber party that didn't have, like, real Pepsi and real Coke, and, like, everyone would talk about it.
Well, I can understand that from a stupid kid point of view, you know?
I mean, it's bad.
But this is before stores, you know, had their own brands. The generic stuff, it was like this big thing at the time because it was much cheaper. It was just literally a white label with black writing on like a can, if it was a canned product or whatever. It's crazy.
It sounds like good marketing.
Like the government cheese.
I had government cheese.
Man, there's nothing better than cafeteria cheese.
It came in a giant block. Like if you took American cheese and just made it go on forever in a big block.
I know.
It was bad. It's the only cheese I've ever not liked. I like all cheese. I like stinky cheese. I like pretend cheese. I like cheese whiz. But I did not like that block cheese.
That's horrible for a block cheese if you didn't like it.
I know. I'm a cheeseaholic.
You know when you're in school, like, and you have school lunch every day, and
Sloppy Joe's.
And you think sometimes it's pretty good, sometimes it's just suck ass city. But you never get the real feel of institutional food until you're on the other side of the counter, like cooking it.
Have you ever cooked it?
I've never like literally cooked it, but when I worked at the jail.
Sean worked at a jail.
I used to see the food became, and it was true, like government food, a lot of it. And man, I'll tell you what, on the midnight shift, I'd eat that stuff up.
That's not for you.
Oh, yeah, because all no, the leftover food the cooks would leave in the refrigerator for us on the overnight shift.
You get free food at your job?
Yeah, sometimes.
You're so lucky.
It was pretty good, actually.
When I was a pretzel girl, I wasn't even allowed to eat the pretzels.
That's because you've been eating the profits,
dude,
man.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said. And you were only allowed to give people one paper towel. Anyways.
That's a cheap bastard right there.
Language. Anyways. There was a meme on Facebook and probably other places where you list 10 jobs and like one lie. And like only one person got my lie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to hear my jobs?
Are they in Hufflepuff?
What's wrong with you?
Because only on Facebook where did you find something like that?
Anyways.
What were your jobs?
I only did... Oh, and there's also like people who are like, I've never had 10 jobs. And I'm like, rich kid. Like, I had lazy. 10 jobs before I was 30. Yeah. Like, how do you not have 10 jobs? Anyways, I did them like what? I did them in chronological order because...
That's how you remember them?
Well, yeah, kind of. So it was field canvasser for League Conservation Voters, pretzel and popcorn girl. It was ear piercer at Dara Michelle.
So far, all true.
It was research assistant. Singer. I only picked things that like I actually made money on. So like if I interned or something, I didn't write that. Church secretary, freelance writer, sports reporter, gymnastics coach, and dog trainer.
Oh my god, I don't even know if I can pick one of those either. I've narrowed it down to two.
You really don't know?
I think I do.
You must know.
I think I did because I don't think you've ever been a professional as in paid dog trainer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I am not alpha enough. So, and no one picked that. Like one person picked it. And people who know me were like, you were never a pretzel girl. And I'm like, dude, I went to college with you. I told you all these stories. We are focusing on one thing right now.
I must say,
do you remember?
For the audience's benefit, my hand has a mind of its own.
Now I can't even use this.
Yeah, we can. What were you saying?
Do you remember your jobs? Did you have more than 10 jobs in your life?
Oh, yeah.
You love yourself too much.
You're silly.
So we've been stuck in the house with each other, only each other and Kitty dogs for company.
Stop slapping me.
Well, then let me focus. You're so wrong. And it's starting to get out. It's starting to happen.
We actually have two visitors.
Yeah.
One.
We got mad at them.
No, we didn't. No, but it's really hard to handle.
Well, it's because you like want to hug people, and then you're like, oh, yeah. It's social distancing, and then it's really, really hard. It's really hard.
It is hard.
It is.
But we're doing good.
We're doing well.
There's been no bloodletting yet.
Sean's in charge of homeschooling, and they're doing grammar, but it hasn't impacted his actual grammar. He's a really good teacher, but like somehow he does not take those lessons and put them into his heart.
Yeah. I ain't got no learning skills.
Okay.
It's true.
Come on, bro. Righty, tip of the paw. What's up, babe?
What's up with you, man?
What are we talking about today?
Today, our podcast is called Being Pants Drunk.
What does pants drunk mean?
Well, you know, when you think about people getting drunk in their underwear?
Yeah.
And you tend to think of, like, Joe Exotic and the people on Tiger King.
Yeah.
And that really hot AF Netflix documentary.
Yeah.
That's not it.
It's actually, I bet that's a lot more fun than what you're about to tell me.
No, it is not. Pants Drunk is not about Joe Exotic or even Americans, honestly. The people who are masters at getting completely sloshed at home are the Finns.
Like Finnish?
Yeah, yeah. Finns, man. They even have a word for it that you're going to say.
Man, I thought you were talking about Dolphins fans, too. I don't know.
You're a Dolphins fan.
I know, and I totally sit around in my underwear and get drunk, if you would.
Anyways.
I don't know. All right. Kalsarakanik. No, Kalsarakanit. Anit. Kalsarakanit.
We're not sure how to say it, but you can, you know, send us a message and tell us how much you've butchered it.
Yeah, that's a pretty long word.
Yeah, and, like, the Finns even have emojis depicted, like, as, like, they, like, have half-dressed emoji people holding a beer or a wine glass,
Yeah.
I sound like I'm half-drunk because I can't talk.
Somebody says, hey, what are you doing? They just send that emoji.
Yeah, man, and everyone knows. Like, they're like, oh, wow, you're pants drunk.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
And, like, that's what's happening to America right now in this time of COVID-19, which also is called the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And it's even a trending Instagram tag. Oh, also this week, they're, like, people are so into drinking that, like, the Barefoot Contessa went viral because she was just like, I always make a picture of, like, I don't know, Cosmopolitans for all my friends. And she's like, but I have no friends right now. And, like, she put up, like, her giant picture anyway, yeah. And she still made it. And she had this, like, she was just like, oh, I'm getting pants drunk, that's basically, awesome. But with clothes.
Yeah. Pajama drunk.
Pajama drunk. So here's the thing. People in northern, isolated, winter dark, sun absent climates know all about staying at home. Us northerners do this. You all in Florida, I don't know, I think you just get pants drunk in your garages, maybe, on your lawn chairs.
Well, our days never get that short as far as sun, and it never gets that cold, so yeah, you can always, like, hang out in your garage.
So, us northerners, we know about facing the darkness and drinking in our undies, because what else is the point?
That's right.
Yeah, undies, man, not sweatpants.
Undies.
Part of being pants drunk is stripping down.
Plus, sweatpants aren't sexy.
Sweatpants can be
creepy. Not like underwear. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even if they're nice looking sweatpants, they still carry this. What do you call it?
The creepy uncle vibe. The creepy guy hanging out by the.
Many.
It's just creepy. The guy at Circle K convenience store.
The guy that always smells like urine.
Yeah.
Or the person.
So, anyways.
Back to the subject.
On HarperCollins' website for Miska Rantanen's book, which is all about being pants drunk, it states,
when it comes to happiness rankings, Finland always scores near the top. Many Finnish phenomena set the bar high. The best education system, gender equality, flourishing welfare state, sisu, or bullheaded pluck.
Show-offs, aren't they?
Oh. Behind all these accomplishments lies a Finnish ability to stay calm, healthy, and content in a riptide of endless tasks and temptations. The ability comes from the practice of that word you tried to make me say.
That's what I used to say.
Which translates as pants.
Oh!
Kalsarakanit. Is that the same word?
That's pretty close.
It's missing a little wiggly thing, and there's no.
Yeah, it's just a different congregation of the same word. So, according to an article by Claudia,
Alarcon.
Alarcon. We're having a
Alarcon. Alarcon. And Forbes said this. Go for it, my love. She's laughing. Hans Chunk is one of the cornerstones of drinking culture in Finland.
According to someone she quoted in the article.
The Finns are very reserved people, which is why there are jokes in Finland about how social distancing simply means that we keep doing what we've always been doing. Avoiding physical contact and keeping at least a meter distance from others.
Just like me.
Just like me.
Just like me. When you're undergoing constant stress and anxiety, it increases your risk for both physical and mental health issues. And you don't want that. And we don't want that for you. So it's okay to find some joys, even as the horrifying happens. Makes you stronger to resist the horrifying. So build a fort, sing in the shower, read books, snuggle with puppies.
Read your dick.
Yeah, man. Hang out in your garage in your underwear, I guess.
If you live in a warm climate.
So what's this got to do with writing other than the fact that this tradition, has been immortalized in that guy's book? It's about letting go and diving into your story, pulling off your clothes, and giving your anxiety a giant finger flip. When you tear off your clothes and turn off your devices and write the raw, naked, tipsy story without your internal critic or your internal editor standing over your shoulder telling you to go get the seltzer water and put your clothes back on, that's when you write cool stories.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Just get naked. And write. Take your laptop out to your garage, open the garage door, get naked, and sit down in the lawn chair and write some rights.
But not so naked that you get arrested.
Nobody's out.
The time we're in now, this pandemic and this physical isolation, it can divide us or it can make us closer. We can choose to despair in our systemic issues and lack, and we should recognize that. But it's just as important to notice the moments of humanity and of how people still try to find ways to create and communicate and love.
And survive. Just survive and be happy.
Dude, yeah.
Be happy.
So I'll sum up the writing tip of the pod is.
Don't give up. Persistence is a super in life and in writing. Persistence is super in life and in writing. And if you have to, you can switch from the little bottles of cheap vodka to the big ones.
Maybe you can even splurge for expensive vodka.
That'll end. You gotta pace yourself in case this thing goes on for a long time. You never know. Oh, for life.
What's with the echo, man?
What echo?
Not gonna make it.
So Sparty says this: find your alcohol, be naked
or close to it,
and live while you can.
And don't get arrested.
He loves working on the deck, man.
I know.
I just dump a little beer out there. He loves it. Well, he's gonna lick it off the deck. It's not. I'm not gonna give him a whole bowl full. That's a waste.
I don't think you're supposed to give your dog beer, babe.
What do you mean?
Oh, did you hear Gabby?
Well, she doesn't get it, and you know how she feels about it. I don't know. She's a teetotaling little dog.
She's a beautiful, lovely dog.
She's beautiful.
But if you put alcohol anywhere near her face, she snarls.
And runs away.
Like it's not like she's snarling because she's going to attack you. It's like she's so repulsed by the smell that all her lips and jowls like curl up.
Yeah, see all her teeth.
And she gets this like terrified look in her face.
She definitely has a bad relationship with alcohol for some reason.
She's a rescue dog. It was before us. But if you don't have a bad relationship with alcohol, go get pants drunk, man.
Heck yeah. Sparty does it all the time. He doesn't even have to take his clothes off.
That's because he has no clothes.
I know. He told me to try it walking around, just swinging all day.
No. Okay. That was too explicit.
No, it wasn't.
Swinging your hips all day.
That's right. It's okay. Not worse than our random thought of this episode.
Random thought was not explicit. It just appeared explicit.
No, it's not explicit. I mean, my language was a little bit crass.
It was a bit crass. But it's the time of COVID, and we'll just give this a label that says children should not listen.
How many kids are listening to this?
What?
How many kids are listening to this thing?
Hopefully not, man.
Other than Kitty upstairs, probably.
Our cat better not be listening to our podcast.
She finds anything she wants.
Nope. I don't know.
She's never told me she has.
Oh, we're definitely going to label this one.
She watches our videos, though.
She does watch our videos.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
She's good like that.
Raise your child to watch.
I hope she likes and shares and does everything.
No, she does not.
She doesn't like our stuff or subscribe or anything.
I don't know, man. Go make her.
I'm going to have to go tell her.
Yeah, somebody. She's going to lose their allowance.
Enjoy their allowance. Enjoy your COVID time.
Enjoy your life.
As much as you can.
Yeah, man. Try not to be too stressed.
Things will be back to normal here. Oh, no. As far as I'm concerned. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you listening to the podcast. You can find us everywhere. You've already found us once if you're listening now. And like Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Just Google Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Then like and subscribe. The notes to the podcast are also always on carriejonesbooks.blog. Carrie is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E. I realized I don't always tell people that. And we'd like to shout out. The music that we clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who is the artist and what song is this? It's Night Owl by Brooke for Free. You can go to the podcast episode notes and find a link right to it.
Listen to that fantastic music all the time.
Yeah, man.
So, what do we got going on in our lives, love?
Well, right now, we've released the book, The Places We Hide, which is an adult mystery.
And it's good.
It's so good.
I mean, obviously I'm biased, but it truly is good.
John just thinks it's really good because the main character he thinks is him.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, possibly.
Not so. Also, I am doing a course. I've started a course.
A course?
A course.
What kind of course?
It's a bit like a distance MFA program, and the people get to hang out together.
Yeah.
In a Zoom chat once every month, and I give them feedback for their stories every month. They submit 20 pages, and there's a Facebook group, and we have a bunch of people already signed up, which is awesome, because...
So it's like a writing course.
It's a writing course that's also very supportive and helps build community. So you get direct feedback from me and love from other writers.
I know. Any course that you're involved with has the instructors more. There's also like a life coaching course.
That's very sweet.
Because you're so awesome.
That's very sweet.
There's, I know.
There's more information about it on my website. Once again, carriejonesbooks.blog.
You can never say that too much.
carriejonesbooks.blog.
And what else? How are you doing, love?
Am I doing anything else?
Well, I mean,
sorry.
You edit people's work?
I'm teaching at the Writing Barn. I edit people's work. You can find me on Readzy. I'm writing my own books. What else are you doing, boo?
Me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm just doing my regular work. But we are going to start formatting people's books also.
Woo!
And we will be doing print edition and
ebook. So we're all on
types of formatting styles,
right? So you can come to us and we will clean up your grammar.
Full service,
yeah, man.
Book prep / publishing house.
Yeah, only thing we're not doing is cover design.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Once again, that will have to land back on your desk, though, because unless people want stick figures for the covers all the time.
You have the funniest cover ever. That'd be awesome.
Every book's a kid's book here.
Like Evie's font. I'm like,
yeah, right.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'll do the Kama Sutra cover with stick figures.
No. It always goes back.
No, it's just an example of how it could be deceptive because it's stick figures, but you never know what's inside.
Anyways, we're going to end it here. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
We really appreciate it. And we stay healthy and strong, okay?
Yeah.
We need you in this world.
Stay strong.